Could you give us your name and the role you play in Moonwalk London?
Okay, my name's Roy Gale, and I do the warm-ups for all the walkers for the Moonwalks, which means I get them prepared, get them ready, get their muscles warmed up, and motivate them and get them sort of excited and ready to walk the marathon or the half marathon.
And how did you first get involved in Moonwalk London?
Right. So it's quite a long story, so I hope we've got all day. I'm a dancer by profession. I used to dance years ago in a group called Hot Gossip. Arlene Phillips was the mentor, the choreographer. She was the judge on Strictly Come Dancing. So I danced with them, and I've done musical theatre, done A Chorus Line, the musical. And I've danced a lot on TV. And I used to dance on The Generation Game. And I was spotted on The Generation Game for the great runs. I used to do the warm-ups for the Great North Run. Well, I still do that, actually, all those warm-ups. And Nina Baru, who is the... she is Walk the Walk. She is the Moonwalk. She organised it. She started it all from scratch. Some of the Moonwalkers do the Great North Run, the Great South Run, the Great Manchester Run. And I was on my rostrum doing the warm-up, or just before the warm-up, and I heard somebody shouting, "Roy, Roy, Roy." And it was Nina, who is the organiser, god, as far as the Walk the Walk is concerned. And she shouted up at me, "Have you heard of the Moonwalk?" And I said, "No, no." And he said, "Well, I'd like you to come and do the warm-up for us." And she gave me her card. And then I got in touch with her. And then I started doing the Moonwalks about 18 years ago now.
And what made you say yes to, being a part of it?
Well, it's an amazing cause. Obviously, everyone's there mainly for breast cancer, but any cancer. My dad had cancer, died from cancer a long time ago. Prostate cancer. But I'd like to do my bit anyway for charity, but this seemed like an amazing cause, which I wanted to get involved with. And what I do now, I used to be a dancer, and I then went into the fitness industry. So I teach fitness as well. And, you know, I love motivating, and I'm a bit of a performer, but I also like to sort of, you know, help people to, you know, keep fit and healthy. So I thought, wow, this is a great thing to do.
And what has been the main highlight of working at Moonwalk London over the years?
Wow. well, every year, I've done it for years and years and years, and I know what to expect. But every year, it's the atmosphere. It's just electric. I just love it so much. The people that are there for mainly quite sad causes. But they come with such energy and positivity, and I get a buzz every time. I know what's coming. I walk onto the stage, and all I can see is thousands and thousands of people. Not only ladies, but some men as well. Obviously, it's predominantly females, but in their decorated bras. The bras they wear are decorated with sequins and flashing lights. So it's literally thousands. I think every year for the London Moonwalk, there's probably around 18,000, I think. So it's all in this pink tent. It's an amazing pink tent that's the biggest marquee in the world. And it's full of these people waiting to go off and walk a marathon or a double marathon. Some of them go a double marathon or half for great causes. So it's just the atmosphere and the buzz that I get from doing it. Even though I know what's coming, it gives me goosebumps and adrenaline pumping to see all these ladies, and they're so enthusiastic as well. It's lovely. It's wonderful.
And so we've heard there's a disco theme this year. Could you tell us more about it and how you're preparing for it?
Right. Okay. So I wear a bra as well. Everybody wears a bra. And when I started, I used to wear this tatty bra that I just got together myself. And a couple of the ladies that are regulars. There's a lady called Debbie Coulson who makes my bras for me now. At every event, she makes a new bra for me. Every year, a new event. And she and a couple of ladies said, "Oh, God, you can't keep wearing that bra, Roy. Let me make you one." This was probably 15 years ago. And I said, okay. And she made this amazing, amazing bra, which is fantastic. So obviously I wear my bra every year. And she always makes a bra to go with the theme. Sometimes it's cowboys and Indians, sometimes it's disco. Well, this year it's disco. Lots of different themes. And so obviously the music, they have a... when we go into the tent, before they go off, when I do other warm-ups for the great runs, the great North Run, etc., I turn up, and it's again, it's the amazing is the atmosphere is amazing, but it's I get up on my rostrum and I warm them up and off they go. But for the moonwalks, it's a party. It's a party before they go off. So in this tent, there is a DJ that plays music. There's always a live band or two live bands. There's a presenter that explains to everybody what's going on. Sorry, my voice is a bit croaky. And it's just, it's a party. And there's a pasta party as well. So they have pasta prepared for them on the side. So everybody can have a plate of pasta to get their carbs up before they go off on the walk. And it's... I think they go off to obviously to call the moonwalk. So they go off for the walks at around midnight, just before midnight. But the tent opens at about 8 o'clock, I think. I mean 7:30, 8 o'clock in the evening. So people start coming in then, and they have that, like, it's like a little picnic. They have their picnics, they have their pastas, they bring their packed lunches, and then the entertainment starts. Where the presenters come on and explain what's going on for the whole evening, and then they have the first band on. Normally, and then when the band go off, they have background music, and obviously this year it's going to be disco, so I'm loving that. It's going to be fantastic.
And so could you tell us a bit about your time in Hot Gossip and how you got your start in the famous dance troupe?
Right, okay. Well, that's another incredible story for me, because my parents weren't wealthy enough to send me to a stage school or, you know, a ballet school or jazz school. So I always wanted to dance. I was always into dancing as a youngster, as a young teenager. I mean, I just loved dancing, performing. And I used to go to discos every night of the week and dance. And I started entering disco dance competitions in the nightclubs and kept winning them. And it got to the point, they used to have them once a month, I think. It was a nightclub in Kensington, I think, and that was the one that had the competitions. But I used to go literally seven nights a week. I'd find a club to go to and dance with my friends. And in those days, I mean, you know, I was probably 15, or probably 14, 15. I used to hang out with slightly older guys, and you didn't need ID in those days. You just go into the clubs and dance. It wasn't about looking for girlfriends or, you know, like drinking alcohol. It was about the music and the dance. And I loved just dancing. So I used to go there, and the dance competitions that I entered, they actually banned me from entering, but said, would you be a judge? Because I became known in the club for winning all the competitions. So I became a judge. And at the same time, there was a girl called Holly, who I used to go to school with, who got into dancing. I said, Roy, you should come to the dance centre, which is now the Pineapple in Covent Garden. And she said, you should come to the dance centre and learn dancing properly, because you're a natural, you're great. And, you know, but for me in those days, I thought, oh no, dancing's going to be boring, going to classes, I'll have to wear ballet tights and, you know, ballet dancing. And she said, no, there's an amazing new thing from America called American Jazz. And you dance to funky music and you wear flares, where flares were in all the fashion in those days. You wear flare trousers. And you'd love it, you know. So she kept on and on, and I kept saying no. And then eventually, just to keep her quiet, I went along to these dance classes. And I loved it. I mean, it was, like, amazing. And I was hooked. So I used to just go and, you know, pay for my classes two or three nights a week, two evenings after work. And I happened to be going to Arnie Phillips, who was then a teacher, before she became well-known. And I went to her classes. She had a teacher that taught for her. There was an intermediate beginners class, and I went into the intermediate class, and I didn't know, but the teacher there told Arlen about me, because I was picking up the routines without any technique or without any training. And she said, oh, I've got this guy that's just come into my classes. You should come and watch him. I didn't know this until after, you know, I'd got into Hot Gossip, but she came and watched me and really thought, wow, this guy's good. You know, he can really pick the dance up. So she approached me and said, I'm going to be starting this group at a nightclub. I know the owner, and he's asked me to get some of my students together to do a dance dance show once a week or twice a week at a club called Monkbury's, and it was in near Piccadilly in the West End. And she said, I'd like you to join the group. And I couldn't believe that. I said, but I've only been with you for a while. So I know you haven't got any technique, but you're very funky naturally, and it's going to be a funky dance group. And I'd like you to dance, but the conditions that you join the group are that you keep training with me, come to my classes. You won't have to pay. You know, you'll be one of my students. And I couldn't believe it. I thought, wow, I've arrived in heaven. This is a dream come true. So I joined the hot gossip. I said, obviously, when you learn a bit more technique, I'll put you in the more technical numbers. So I just worked and worked and worked. And I was in the group, and we were doing Monkbury's, the nightclub. I think it was two nights a week. And we were there for about a year or 2 years. And then Arlene told us that Kenny Everett, who was a famous DJ years ago, wanted a dance group. He was going to do a regular TV show and wanted a dance group to be on the TV show, because in those days it was Pan's People that were on Top of the Pops, and he wanted a dance group that were completely the opposite, because Pan's People were very prim and proper, and dance very balletic, and just kept it really sweet and nice. And he wanted a raunchy, outrageous type dance group to be on his TV show. So the director and Kenny Everett came to see us in the nightclub, and straight away he said, yes, that's the group I want, because we were known for being a little bit outrageous and close to the edge. And so we got onto the Kenny Everett TV shows, and that's where we were transformed from, you know, a dance group dancing for, you know, like, you know, £10 each a night, to being like well known. Like, we were very nationally household names in this country. Everybody knew who Hot Gossip were, because we became a residence on that series. And we did, I think, each series had eight shows, and we did four series. So over the 3 or 4 years, we became very, very well known on TV. That's how I got into dancing.
And what are some of your fondest memories from Hot Gossip?
I think fondest memories for me were just performing we used to tour a lot. We used to go nationally, up and down the country, performing in working men's clubs, and also doing the TVs, obviously, which were great. But for me, the buzz of doing live dance was great, because we'd be on stage and there'd be people in the audience reacting to us, and the reactions that we got were fantastic, really great. So I loved the live performance. TV was fantastic, and actually TV was better to get us well-known, popular. Sorry, my voice is going here. I sing in a band as well. I didn't tell you this, but I sing in a soul band. And last night I was singing in a club near Ascot. So that's why I'm a bit husky this morning. So my voice is going, but some people say it sounds quite sexy, I think, you know. So it's quite good for radio. Hello, listeners. This is Sexy Roy speaking to you. dancing live, I mean, getting that live buzz was fantastic, because we did movies as well. We went to LA and did a movie with the Village People, Hot Gossip this is, and we were spent 3 months out there in LA on location, and we were only dancing for a month at a time. So really, we were given limousines to drive around in and have a lot of time off. But so, I mean, the whole thing was great. I love the TVs. I love the live performances. I love doing the movies. But I think the buzz of the reaction, the live interaction between us and the general public watching us, was the highlight, I think.
And so going back to Moonwalk London, for those who haven't taken part or who would like to take part, what would you say, like, to persuade them to join?
I'd say the experience of doing it is just that they will, it's something they'll never ever forget, because it's not just arriving and setting off and walking a half marathon or a marathon. It's, as I say, it's the party atmosphere, it's the experience, it's a whole experience. It's just, you know, dressing up in the bras, and everybody's so friendly. I've never seen so many people smiling in one place, because everybody chats to each other, you get to know people. I mean, it's just a lovely, lovely atmosphere and a great experience to be involved with. I mean, anyone that, it's still open, there are still places. If anybody wants to sign up to do the Moonwalk in London, I think it's on www.walkthewalk.org. And that's how they can get involved now. It's next month, I think it's the 8th of May, is it? 8th of May on a Saturday night. So it's fantastic. And I also do the warm-up for the Scottish in Edinburgh, the Scottish Moonwalk. And I think that's in June. So if anybody wants to travel up, you know, make a weekend of it, they can travel up to Edinburgh and do the Moonwalk in Scotland as well.
Well, thank you for talking with us, Roy.
My pleasure. Thank you.